If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, let's just segue into Trade Central, Trade HQ, with Gaff, obviously a sad story. Do you think he'll stay? Trevor Nisbet said in the wash-up, you know, he's still hopeful that he could stay.
I'm swayed. I don't know whether it's from seeing him at the MCG on Saturday, you know, in the rooms, clearly shattered. He was on the ground afterwards and all the rest of it. But I don't know. A few weeks ago, if you had asked me, I would have said he was gone. Now, I think that this has happened, that, you know, his teammates getting around him, they're all determined now to, you know, you will be part of one of these with us. I don't know. My mind seems to be changing that he may stay in
Perth. Friday's nomination day for free agents. So Tom Lynch will go down, but I don't know, it's a hard one.
He is genuinely undecided, or has been even as of this weekend, genuinely doesn't know or hasn't told the club or his management what the story is.
No other club?
If it was me, this absolutely confirms that you're going. He wasn't a part of that. He would never feel a part of that. And this solidifies his departure. If it was me, so I'm obviously, you know, Andrew Gaff can think whatever he wants, but if that was me, having not been a part of that, it would seal the deal for me to move on and get an extra $400,000 a year and, you know, new chapter closer to home with his dad who's been ill.
The other player didn't play, but the Collingwood player, Darcy Moore, where's he at? Will he go to Sydney?
Oh, it is awkward. It does really feel awkward. I mean, he's clearly... clearly hasn't been able to prove his fitness, which has been unusual sort of over a two-month period. I don't know that the demand in the market for him is as strong as possibly we initially thought. I think I mentioned Hawthorn a couple of weeks ago with a second-round pick. Mm. I think Sydney's interest has maybe been overstated a little bit, I don't really think anyone's banging down the door as yet. I think he should sign a two-year deal on about $400,000 a year and back himself in to get his body right.
And I reckon you were the first one to suggest Jesse Hogan could go to Freo about 3 months ago, which Lauren and I fell off the Super Footy Pod couch.
Yeah.
But it seems as though...
I was right.
You were right. Well,
yeah, right.
Yeah. To be blunt.
Yeah. And it's, you know what? I don't really think it's got a whole lot to do with his ability or whatever. I think it's, and I've said this before, but it's a bit of his body language and, you know, this unease around some of his selfishness or, you know, his grumpiness, that sort of stuff. So, look, and I think there's a chance, not only Fremantle, but why wouldn't West Coast have an interest? What's Josh Kennedy, 31 years of age? Mm. You know, Darling's what, I don't know, 26 or 27? Like, I don't think he could rule out West Coast. I think they might actually be in this, especially if Gaff and Lysett leaves. That means they've got heaps of money in their salary cap. So, look, he'll go. Melbourne will push for two first-round draft picks. I don't think they'll get quite that much, but not far off that.
So it all starts on Friday with the free agency, and then the Monday is the start of the trade period.
Extra long trade period.
They think 50 out of the 800 players will change clubs, which will be pretty full-on.
Yep.
Any that we haven't heard of, do you think, Jay, that Will or Lauren will... surface that has to be?
Well, there's always one that comes out of the box, isn't there? I know you're always across this, Jay, and I suppose does the longer trade period, you know, I know it usually all happens in the last sort of half hour, there's that flurry, but does the fact that it's going to go for longer, clubs are going to have, you know, not that they haven't been talking all season, but they are going to have a little bit longer to thrash these deals out a little bit more. Are we going to see more?
Oh, I don't think there'll be significantly more. I mean, people said this is going to be the most frenzied trade period of all time. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But St Kilda is the really interesting one for me. I think that's just sort of smouldering away. And whether it's, you know, Jack Stephen, Jack Billings, Paddy McCartan, these types, I think there will be some changes there and a bit of movement at Geelong also. So Jamie Elliott's going to be interesting at Collingwood because he has sort of flown under the radar and hasn't been able to play this season. So we watch him and Darcy Moore at Collingwood, obviously. And Lou's leaving Richmond. Reece Conker's going to Fremantle. Corey Ellis to the Gold Coast.
But mainly fringe players. I wonder if... Well, he's only played a few games. I wonder whether Brandon Ellis is going to stay or not. heard that Brad Crouch's name mentioned. I don't know if that's got any fact to it, but obviously there's Tom Lynch.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.